an interesting day for me, and I learned about the Attorney General's decision at the same time as everyone else. So I've taken the 4 days since then to think about whether I might run for Attorney General, and obviously had to talk to my family about it. And I decided that it was the right thing to do. It was a hard decision because I really like what I'm doing now. I love being Lieutenant Governor, and I'm really proud of the job that I've done as Lieutenant Governor. But I think being Attorney General is going to let me take a leadership role on some issues that are very, very important to our state right now, our high crime rate in particular, but also stay involved in a lot of these issues that involve Delaware's children that have really been what I've been working on and so focused on over the last several years.
So give us kind of the nuts and bolts of how this works over the next couple months. You'll sort of put together a campaign. Will you stay in office through this, or will you step down?
No, I'll remain Lieutenant Governor. I just filed this morning. You know, the position has been open for 4 days, and I filed about an hour ago. So, you know, I'm going to take the next couple of weeks. I obviously have some ideas about what I want to talk about, but I'm going to take the next couple of weeks to try to crystallize those and put them in a form where I'm prepared to talk in more detail about them. But the campaign begins today.
And we had talked, I guess, a couple of weeks ago about your future when you were here on First, and you had talked about kind of taking time over the last couple of years to step away from politics a little bit. Now, I guess, jumping back in with both feet.
Yeah, no. If you want to run for office, then it's your responsibility to get out and talk to people about why you think you'd be the best candidate, and I'm going to do that.